O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Corinthians 8, verses 1 through 13. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Teach Us Your Ways by Isaac Wardell, Leslie Jordan, Orlando Palmer, and Paul Zach. This song's simple melody repeats for each verse, allowing focus to dwell on the text as additional instruments and voices enter to support. In each verse, the words, "Let us learn to love each other," appear, an important reminder to love our neighbors as ourselves.
Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. Now about food sacrificed to idols. We know that we have all knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone thinks he knows anything, he does not yet know it as he ought to know it. But if anyone loves God, he is known by him. About eating food sacrificed to idols. Then we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father. All things are from him, and we exist for him. And there is one Lord, Jesus Christ. All things are through him, and we exist through him. However, not everyone has this knowledge. Some have been so used to idolatry up until now that when they eat food sacrificed to an idol, their conscience, being weak, is defiled. Food will not bring us close to God. We are not worse off if we don't eat, and we are not better off if we do eat. But be careful that this right of yours in no way becomes a stumbling block to the weak. For if someone sees you, the one who has knowledge, dining in an idol's temple, won't his weak conscience be encouraged to eat food offered to idols? So the weak person, the brother or sister for whom Christ died, is ruined by your knowledge. Now, when you sin like this against brothers and sisters and wound their weak conscience, you are sinning against Christ. Therefore, if food causes my brother or sister to fall, I will never again eat meat, so that I won't cause my brother or sister to fall. In 1 Corinthians 8, Paul addresses a unique challenge faced by the early Corinthian church, the issue of meat sacrificed to idols. This scenario, while rooted in a specific historical context, resonates with us today, prompting us to reflect on the impact of our choices within the church. Paul begins with a powerful reminder. While knowledge is valuable, it is love that truly edifies. In our information-saturated era, this is a poignant reminder. We're often tempted to pride ourselves on our understanding, but Paul gently nudges us towards a more excellent way, the way of love. As Christians, we are to harmonize the pursuit of learning with a heart for others, ensuring that our knowledge serves to uplift rather than to divide. He cautions those who feel secure in their understanding, reminding us that true knowledge is paired with humility. Now, we exist in a culture that highly esteems personal freedoms and rights. Yet as followers of Christ, we're invited into a life that considers the well-being of others before our own preferences. This isn't about merely avoiding certain actions. It's about adopting an attitude that places communal harmony above personal liberty. The matter of conscience is central to the discussion. Not all believers share the same understanding or convictions. This is a gentle admonition to be considerate, recognizing that what seems harmless to us might be a stumbling block for someone else. In our diverse and interconnected world, being mindful of how our actions and decisions resonate with those around us is a testament to our commitment to the body of Christ. Paul concludes with a principle that transcends time. If exercising our freedom causes another to falter, we are better off setting aside our rights. This is a profound and sometimes challenging call in a society that emphasizes expressive individualism. In 1 Corinthians 8, we have an invitation to model our lives after Christ, who exemplified the ultimate sacrifice for the sake of love. As we navigate the complexities of our lives, let this passage inspire us to live thoughtfully, always weighing our freedoms against the potential impact on our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us embrace a life marked not just by knowledge, but by love, compassion, and a deep commitment to nurturing the faith of those around us. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, you know that we are set in the midst of many grave dangers, and because of the frailty of our nature, we cannot always stand upright. Grant that your strength and protection may support us in all dangers and carry us through every temptation, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.